Raise your hand if you love Jesus.
K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego,
and the world at kprz.com.
Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to send an email to the show, you can send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. I'm in studio here with Stanley Mattson, and our time is limited just because we normally had planned a half hour. Now I've had you here for about 45 minutes.
You're tough.
Yeah, well, is because I'm a rookie. The best part about being a rookie in radio is, and this is really the best part. Yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
That's hey. What, people are like, oh, okay, what? It's like, nah, the protocol, Dave, protocol.
Uh huh.
Sure. You know, I mean, I was doing angel dust. Don't talk to me about protocol. Here we go. So, with the St. Louis Foundation, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the big event here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And I want to give people all these contact points and make sure that they understand this is the opportunity to engage in. Not just with what the foundation's done, but with one of the better minds of Christianity that we've had the privilege to encounter.
Yeah, true,
would that be accurate to say?
Yeah, that would be true.
Okay, so what the event is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Where is the event? What time is the event? How do people get to the event?
Well, the event is on that beautiful campus, the kind of mission-style campus of the University of San Diego. It's absolutely gorgeous, right up there on the hill overlooking the whole harbor. And so we'll begin, actually, there'll be a pre-conference day, Friday morning, starting at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And so from 9 o'clock right through to dinner time, there'll be a host of workshops and breakout groups dealing with special areas for C.S. Lewis 101, for those who don't know much about him, would like to learn more about him. There'll be writing workshops for people in poetry, also writing. There'll be things on living the life as a Christian woman, dealing with women's issues. There'll be a whole range of different kinds of breakouts. There'll be 9 on Friday and another 9 on Saturday.
Wow.
These kind of breakouts. Because we're very much interested in engagement. We're not just talking down to people. So there'll but that whole Friday is small group, 15, 20 people in a group with a mentor, a teacher, and some of the best. They're just professors coming from all over, writers and people you'll really enjoy getting to know. So that's Friday. Then dinner, and then we always, always, always open with worship. We have a great worship service there and commit the entire weekend. So there'll be singing. And we have a great preacher coming from Cambridge, Malcolm Gait. He's an extraordinary poet, singer, songwriter. He's got an extraordinary ministry there, a great sense of humor, and a deep, deep man of God, who over a period of 3 sermons, Friday night, Saturday morning when we open the day with that worship, and then on Sunday afternoon when we conclude in the Founders Chapel, which is so stunningly beautiful, full organ and everything, he'll do a 3-part series on the 3 parts of the theme, the vision of Lewis, the voice of Lewis, and the vocation. But his focus will be from the Gospels and from the Scripture and from Old Testament prophecy. What do we know about how God envisions, how God speaks, and how he calls us into real ministries of varying kinds? So then after that worship service is over, we go into the theater component, and we have an incredible actor from Philadelphia, Tony Lawton by name, who'll do a 1-man performance, if you can believe it, of The Great Divorce. And I mean, you begin on that bus stop in hell, and all heaven and hell breaks loose as the bus heads for heaven, and all these engagements with people and their difficult, painful decisions about will they surrender and really allow God to take control of the life and really open up new doors. So The Great Divorce is Friday night, tremendous performance, really. And then every night at the end, like around 10, when things wrap, we gather what we call the Bag End Cafe, wherever we are, in Oxford, Cambridge, New York, Billy Graham Center in North Carolina, wherever it is, we get together and we have kind of open mic for people to read their poetry, sing a song, tell a joke.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just the people feed, and you just sit and you just enjoy it. We find
that's
it to
cool.
kick them all out and send them back home. Not back home, but back to bed.
Yeah.
Because we have another day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Saturday comes, we open with worship again with Malcolm Guide preaching. And then we have the great Peter Kraft, incredible professor of philosophy from Boston College, who's written more books on Lewis than you could shake a stick at, and has a great sense of humor, and is profoundly something. Then he'll speak. Then Jim Como will be speaking. He's a professor from New York City, a professor of rhetoric. He'll be speaking on the voice of Lewis. How did Lewis communicate? How did he argue? What was it about Lewis's approach to truth and a pursuit of it, particularly in the company of very hostile people, that made him so winsome? I mean, how is that possible? He'll speak to that. Then those breakout groups will occur again. Then we have a special luncheon. We award at all of our gatherings a Distinguished Lifetime Achievement Award. And we had planned to present that to my dear friend and longtime colleague and a former trustee for years, Dallas Willard, professor of philosophy at USC, who sadly passed away, went home to be with the Lord several weeks ago. So this will be in posthumously. His wife will be with us, his daughter, Becky, his wife, Jane. We'll have a special luncheon presenting that award to the family in memory of Dallas's
nice.
Enormous contribution as a Christian who was so respected at USC, mainline secular institution, became chairman of the philosophy department, has had such an impact worldwide. We want to honor that kind of an example. We find that taking positive role models and really making them available to people to see how God can really use us if we step up in the right spirit with the right motivation. And so then from there we go to breakout groups in the afternoon again. Then that evening we have the incredible singer-songwriter from Winnipeg, Canada, Steve Bell, who is something else. He will join together with Malcolm Guite, who's coming from Cambridge. They did an album last spring as a result of Oxford's 2011, where they first met. And they hit it off. These guys are crazy. And so they're giving their concert there on Saturday night in the auditorium. Be a great, great concert. After which, there's the Bag End Cafe, of course.
Yeah, cool.
Just kick back. Then Sunday morning, Paul Ford comes down from St. John's Seminary up here in Camarillo. Wonderful Narnian scholar. He's written the books on Narnia. And Paul will be speaking about what does God have to teach us through the writings of Lewis in terms of how we express our callings and our various vocations. Then wrapping up with worship and a grand send-off. Just giving everybody a benediction and ascending forth.
Okay, give me the website. Give me the website again.
That website.
Got to remember the website.
Simple. CSLewis, no punctuation, .org.
Now, when you say no punctuation, that doesn't mean somebody writes in no punctuation.
No.
CSLewis.org, people. CSLewis.org. And then the phone number, also 1-888. That's 888-888. C.S. Lewis, and that's for additional information if you want to call or if you want to go on the website. If you get a chance to go to this, then do me a favor and call on the show and you can tell me what it's like.
I can add one other thing, and that would be, David, just to simply say they can come for all of it, which is a feast. You'll weep if you come for only part of it. You won't want to leave. But the fact is, you can come from just an evening performance. You could come just for Saturday.
Okay.
You know, whatever the case may be.
It's whatever a person wants to
split. When you log on, you'll see options there in terms of different options. But we hope they'll come. And we'll get to know them, and they'll get to know others as well. And
good.
That'll be great.
Great job, sir.
Well, great to be with you. This is a great show.
Yeah, it's different, though, huh?
Well, it's wonderful, but we don't get this up our way. You've got to extend your signal.
Yeah, and they got to extend my time from 2 to 4 to 2 to 6 if upper management's listening. Anyway, it's been my privilege to talk with Stanley from the C.S. Lewis Foundation for a big event for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A big event for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be doing a little bit of a giveaway. Plus, we're also going to be talking about the condor that everybody saved and now everybody's trying to get rid of. I don't know. Why don't they just make up their minds? It'll make it easier. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
My life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a car.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
A leading carpet manufacturer went out of business and Coral's Finest Flooring bought the entire stock of their best quality carpet. Now save 50% plus get free Kohl's installation on the latest styles and colors. Kohl's Finest Flooring, 8 locations and online at kohlsfinestflooring.com.
This Sunday, here at 1170 KCBQ, from 5 to 6 p.m., listen to The Sue Freeze Show. Sue Freeze, business owner, competitive dancer, renowned speaker, and author of the groundbreaking novel Learning to Breathe. She invites you to share in her journey in the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Listen in as Sue Freeze interviews various guests from all walks of life as they share the knowledge and wisdom gained from their true life experiences. The Sue Freeze Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 p.m., here on KCBQ.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore. And if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-535-1837. 1-888-535-1837. Call now. Call 1-888-535-1837. 1-888-535-1837.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. I want to thank Stanley Matson from the C.S. Lewis Foundation for being a part of our show. They say to me, Dave, you cannot have a conversation with intellectuals. And I want to tell you, there's not a lot of intellectuals who would really stand up to Dr. Stanley. Just to let everybody know, PhD Dr. Stanley. By the way, that's the kind of group where there's so many PhDs. There's they have Dr. Fahrenheit. Have you ever heard of Dr. Fahrenheit? That's where they have so many degrees. Because you don't get that joke. Never mind. You know, are you guys like mad at me in there? You seem like you're all like on another planet or something. Have you guys left? Have you left me? You're multitasking. Is that like breathing, chewing gum, water, and thinking at the same time? Because I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the news story because it's just too funny not to talk about. In the wonderful town of Bear Valley Springs, anybody been there to Bear Valley Springs? They took all this time to make sure that the condor was able to survive. They wanted the condor to be able to survive. So they said, listen, we got to make sure the condor survives. We don't care what happens because we are following the evolutionary trail, which says it is survival of the fittest. So in keeping with survival of the fittest, they have decided to spare the bird that could not survive in the system. Well, number one, that's the biggest contradiction in the world. Survival of the fittest. Well, we're going to protect these guys. That's not survival of the fittest in any capacity. Number two, in this California town, there's a lot of flap because now they've saved the bird. Guess what the bird is doing? The bird is dropping little special droppings all over the place, ruining roof shingles, damaging air conditioning, leaving stuff everywhere, and they're bombing on residents. They're kind of dropping down and kind of poking at residents. So now the residents who had all gotten together and were like, let's save the condor. Let's save the condor in our town are now all going, let's get rid of this condor. This is a pain. This isn't working out very good. So there was a really popular idea to save the precious condor. Now, after seeing all the damage, it's become much less popular. So here's this is the best line for people who are atheists or people who are just believing in the survival of the fittest and the theory of evolution. Theory, people, the theory of evolution. And that's this. If you believe in the theory of evolution, you should not spare one single entity that cannot make it on its own. It's wrong. You're breaking the system. Any entity that cannot survive, be it in its encounter with man or be it in its encounter with other animals or whatever, is not supposed to survive the system. Man is not a delusional element introduced into the ecosystem. Man is a part of the system. And if you believe that man was introduced to the system and ruins Mother Nature, then you believe that man was seeded on the planet. Therefore, you have acknowledged a creator. You can't have it both ways, people. You either pick that there's a creator or you pick that there's no creator. But if there's no creator, stop your whining about these little birds who aren't able to survive without our help. Because you can't be a survival of the fittest type of person and then try and help species survive that aren't fittest. That's just, it makes no sense. 100% contradiction right off the top. Makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, there's some people that I think maybe, you know, could fit into that, you know, kind of, but really? You gonna try and save them? Ridiculous. You know what I say? I say shenanigans.
Come to me, jungle friends.
What do you think of that? I say shenanigans. I call shenanigans on the people that come up with this stuff. What's our time frame? We got to break early so I can make up for all those terrible breaks I didn't do. I'm not breaking. When do I break? Because I'm trying to break some. You want to break now then? I can break now. All right, let's break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I've got the story of the century. Not really, but it's so funny, we're even going to do a sound bite with it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's me, David Spoon, and I've lost 12 pounds with Healthy Trim, and I'm full of energy. This one really works. See for yourself at healthytrim.com.
So what do you do when your pirate ship sinks off the coast of La Jolla? Make a radio station out of coconuts and a giant hamster wheel, of course. Hi, Cabin Boy Cameron here. That's what we did at Christian Pirate Radio. Our Christian music survived the wreck, and we've been broadcasting the best Christian music of today and yesterday at mycprsandiego.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and stay up to date with the latest news on your favorite Christian artists. You can even send us an email if there's something you'd like to hear. Listen online at mycprsandiego.com.
Akos the Solutionist here. Join us on My Cool Inventions. Every Saturday, we'll be looking for the next $100 million product invention. Be a part of the action so you can vote for your favorite inventor or hear from experts on how to turn your great product idea into a big brand. Better yet, submit your inventions to Genesis, the Search for America's Top Invention Contest. You could win a $50,000 grand prize package. Go to mycoolinventions.com or tune in Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. on KPRZ.
Peace! Mark Larson for the experts at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. You know how much fun it was when Tony Gwynn would slide into home safe? Well, these days, Tony's playing it safe by getting his vehicle serviced at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, just like I do, like our family does at El Cajon Ford's Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. You should do the same thing. Keeping up routine service on your family's car can be the difference between getting where you're going safely or being stuck and stranded by the roadside. Quick Lane's Works Fuel Saver Package for $39.95 or less includes a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery test, and 19-point vehicle checkup. If your vehicle needs a new battery, Quick Lane start as low as $89.95. If you need new tires for safety, remember Quick Lane's low price guarantee. They will beat any advertised price on the 13 major brands they sell. Quick Lane services all makes and models, including your motorhome. No appointment necessary. Open Saturdays, too. See service advisor for details. Quick Lane, Broadway and Main, next to El Cajon Ford.
We adore our doctor. We've been with him since the kids were little. We like to say he knows us all upside down and inside out. So when we switched our healthcare to MediShare, it was a relief to know we wouldn't have to change physicians, like often happens with company-sponsored health plans. MediShare isn't insurance. It's Christian medical sharing. Thousands of believers who agree to share each other's medical bills. The cost is reasonable because members live God-honoring lifestyles. And our dollars are never used to support procedures we don't believe in. It's Christian. It's great healthcare. MediShare makes sense.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Kentucky or Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience. We just covered the Condor. The Condor, that was a good story. Here's a better story. My friend in the booth who is consumed with busy stuff, can you play that one thing for me, please?
Even a real country anyway.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, why am I playing that? Blame Canada. I'll tell you why I'm playing Blame Canada. First of all, it comes from a movie I will not mention right now. Blame Canada. Why? Because Canada did what? Nothing. They got nothing to do with anything. They got some pretty good skiing up there, and Algonquin Park is up there. I went to Tamaqua up there, which if you ever saw the movie Indian Summer, that was written by my counselor. Just to let you know, why am I blaming Canada then? That doesn't seem very fair. You're blaming Canada because I just wanted to make sure I was on the same page as everybody at MSNBC, which stands for Must Speak Nasty About Bible Christians, because they now are blaming George W. Bush for the Obama spy scandal. And so I just thought I would keep in sequence with them and make sure that I'm staying in the same right-mindedness and just blame Canada for everything. It's all Canada's fault. See, here's what's happening is the administration got caught in a little spy scandal. Oops! And so now they're blaming George Bush. After 5.5 years, it's Bush's fault. You know, it's Bush. It's like Bob Beckel would say that. It's Bush's fault. It's like, dude, blame Canada. At least do it right. So let's just be honest. The truth of the matter is, it's Canada's fault. They all did it. We blame Canada. gay. If you're a Canadian, I certainly blame you for losing to Boston in the 4-4 tie and then in overtime and not having Toronto in the Stanley Cup. I totally blame you. All right, we're going to take a quick break right now so that we can catch up. Did you like that, Robo Paul? That was funny. And then we're going to be back on track. So you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, who knows? Does it matter? Just be there. You got a smile so
bright. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Of all the radio stations on the face of the earth, you had to wander in here.
I hear you're looking for an account manager.
And you think you can fill the spot?
I know I can.
This job ain't for sissies, you know. You gotta have drive, a creative mind, tenacity, and have a successful advertising sales background.
I've got all those and more. Just give me a chance.
You're too wet behind the ears, kid. I need someone with organizational skills. Someone who ain't afraid to make tons of cold calls.
Cold calls?
Someone who knows radio and who knows what it takes to make a client successful.
What's the payoff?
Payoff? How about a creative work environment, competitive salary, 401k, medical, gas and mobile allowance?
Wow. What's a cold call?
Sorry, kid. You're just not what we're looking for. Come back when you know what it takes to work in radio, when you truly know the meaning of an account manager.
Well, who do I call? Where do I go?
Call Ron Babarge, GSM, KCBQ, KPRZ, 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210.
But what about me?
Here's looking at you, kid.
We're back, and for those of you praying for knee pain relief, we've been talking about a cutting-edge arthritis treatment. The question is, can this make knee replacement surgery obsolete? If you've been told you need a knee replacement, that your knee is bone-on-bone or just simply arthritic, and I'm here to let you know this message is for you. Many are scared stiff of knee replacement surgery, and let's face it, there's no doubt it is major surgery with all the risks that come with it. Anesthesia, bleeding, infection, and unfortunately, uncertain outcomes and no guarantees. The skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute can now use laser-guided Hologic digital imaging to precisely guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material precisely where you need it the most to help your pain without surgery. No hospital stay, no surgical risk, no lengthy rehab, not one bit of downtime. Call 1-800-204-KNEE for your no-obligation, risk-free screening. And more good news, if you're a candidate, Medicare and most major insurance will usually cover the procedure. That's 1-800-204-KNEE. One more time, 1-800-204-5633.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
You know that I've lost 12 pounds with Healthy Trim's weight loss supplement, which is totally cool. Do you know what else is cool? All the testimonies and the success stories on the Healthy Trim website. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, that's why you have to go to their website to check out the pictures and see it for yourself. It's healthytrim.com. Then you'll know why they've sold over a million bottles. Healthy Trim's not like anything you've tried before. And if these success stories don't convince you, how about this? You can even try it risk-free because it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Plus, when you order, they'll give you a free bottle with your purchase. That's buy one, get one free. Go to healthytrim.com or call them at 855-600-TRIM. That's 855-600-8746. Get high school skinny, healthytrim.com or call them at 855-600-TRIM.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here he comes, Speed Race.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my hand. That's right. So let's see, one more news story that's worthwhile talking about today. Some people are not going to like this, okay? Let me just say right now, people in the production room, not going to like it. Not going to like it. Here's how we respond to that. Okay, not going to like this. Here it is, off the hot press from the Daily Mail. Apparently, a gentleman that is Muslim in England started stabbing other Muslims in the mosque over a disagreement concerning prayer and was screaming, "Allah will punish you all." I just want to say, definitely a peaceful faith. Because of the way they support Danish cartoons. Here's the thing that I really want to point out that people don't seem to understand. If a Christian person, anybody claiming to be a Christian person, uses violence in any capacity, and I mean any capacity, violence against another human being, then that person is unlike Jesus and not a Christian. Now, all we need is for the people of Muslim faith to make the exact same statement about people who profess the Muslim faith. If we just do that, then we'll all be fine. Let's see. Let's go into a DD. Ooh, some people are like, ooh, you can't say that. Ooh. Watch me. Let's go into a DDD. I got a pretty interesting DDD that I want to talk about. Kind of a interesting element here, and that is this. This is another DDD from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 21 and 22. This is the part where Jesus is talking to Peter, and John is there. And if you remember this story, a lot of people are like, it's tough to like this story in one sense because it makes you feel like ooh. But on the other hand, you got to understand what's being said. This is John chapter 21, verse 21 through 22. It says this: when Peter saw him, referring to John, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" And Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." You know, I can't whistle, but if I could whistle, it would be like, you know, whistling kind of thing. Listen to that. John chapter 21, verse 21 through 22. When Peter saw him, referring to John, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Because what happened is Peter was just told by Jesus on how he would die, how he would be carried in a direction he didn't want to be carried in a manner he didn't want to be carried. And so Peter looks at John and goes, "Well, that's not very impressive. Okay, well, what about that guy? What about him?" And Jesus answered, If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." This portion is one of the more unique portions in the sense that it says this. What does it say, Dave? It says this. What does it say, Dave? It says this. Okay? It says this. Okay? It says this. When you're walking your Christian walk and God is doing things in your life and he has things that he has prepared for you to encounter and he wants you to go through different things, you and I looking at somebody else going, "What about them? It doesn't seem fair. What about them, Lord? What's going to happen to them?" The Lord's response is, "That is not your business. What do you care?" You see, the thing about God is he's in charge. And this is not a fairness connection. Well, it's all fair and all equal in the kingdom of God. What? God will have some people go through certain things and other people won't. God will allow some people to understand what he's saying and some people he won't. Some people he only speaks to in parables. Some people he speaks to plainly. God will do whatever God's going to do. Here's the bottom line. Turning to somebody else, pointing to that person and saying, "What about that guy? He should go through trouble too. I don't want to be the only one," is not the Christian attitude. It's not the attitude we got to have. We got to have a better Christian disposition. In fact, what we should really be praying for is a soft heart that wants nothing but the good to happen to everybody that's around us, not pointing to other people going, well, if I'm going to suffer, he should suffer too. It only seems fair. Guess whose wisdom that is like? Remember the prostitute who and the two prostitutes who they had the children between them, and on one of them they slept, and so there was one that was dead and one was alive from the child point of view, and they brought them to Solomon, and Solomon said, oh, we'll just split the kid in half, and the one who was really embittered is like, yeah, we'll just split the kid in half. I want everybody to share this misery. That's the wrong spirit. We can't have that spirit. We can't have that attitude. We got to change that. We got to do better than that. We got to be better than that. We got to do better than that. We got to think better than that, ladies and gentlemen. Got to think better than that. Okay. A couple of things to tell you that are very, very important tomorrow. The Lord willing, if the Lord tarries and we get another day, we're going to be doing Stump the Spoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Stump the Spoon music. Robo producer, can we possibly play the Stump the Music, Stump the Spoon music, the one that has the Beethoven stuff? Can we play that? The Beethoven one? The Beethoven-y one.
Can you stump the spoon? Get your Bible questions ready now and call in 1-866-577-2473. 1-866-K-PRAISE. It's your direct line to make David scratch his head in disbelief that he's actually been stumped. David Spoon? Sorry, David. That's right. You can stump the spoon and you'll get a DSE top shelf prize. KPRZ listeners, come on down. You're the next stumper of all things spoon. And now, David Spoon.
Okay, so that's our Stump the Spoon. We're going to be playing that tomorrow. The tickets that we're doing for Stump the Spoon are passes for Friday's event. Passes for Friday's event at the C.S. Lewis Foundation, that's which is taking place at the University of San Diego. It'll be for all-day Friday events. And each ticket is worth $250. $250. So we're going to play Stump the Spoon tomorrow, and if you're able to stump the spoon, you will get a chance to get two of those tickets. Two for the Friday event over there at the C.S. Lewis Foundation, which is really kind of, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's a top shelf prize. Top shelf, ladies and gentlemen. Top shelf. Top notch. Top notch. Top shelf. What do you think? Okay. Listen, what are we going to do? Are we at a wrap point here? I don't know where we're at. I can't see where we're at. I have 3 minutes. Can I tell a joke? Could you guys stand to listen to a joke? I mean, are you funny at all? Anything funny in that room at all? I mean, it's like the Black Plague in there. It's like when my grandmother was getting ready to serve up borscht soup. Like, have you ever had borscht soup? Not so fun. Okay, fine. We'll just do a couple jokes since there's no reason not to. And there's every reason to. Okay, so here's our joke for the day. Here's a couple jokes for the day as we wind it down. Get ready. Ready? Ready? I bet you haven't heard this one. This is a new one. Okay? What kind of motor vehicles are in the Bible? What kind of motor vehicles are in the Bible? Tony the Tiger, do you even know what kind of motor vehicles are in the Bible? Have any idea? Zero? Nip? Nothing? Huh? Zil? www.zipit.com? Nothing? Okay, good. All right. Here it is. Three kind of vehicles. One, Jehovah drove Adam and Eve out of the garden in a fury. See, in a fury. Get it? A fury? The car, the fury. Okay, how about this one? There was a Honda because all of the disciples, all the apostles were together in one accord. One accord? This is the good one, though. David's triumph was heard throughout all the land. Vroom! Vroom! His triumph. Get it? Triumph. Motorcycle. I've been gonged. I've been gonged. That's not very nice. I've been gonged. That wasn't very nice. Okay. Let's see. How about this one? 2 Corinthians 4:8 describes going out in service, maybe in a Volkswagen Beetle, because it said that we were hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
That's pretty good.
All right, last one, and then we're going to take a break because somebody's already me saying, get off the air. Who was the greatest comedian in the Bible?
Well, if he was in the Bible, I'd say Bill Cosby, but he's not in the Bible, so I won't.
Okay, so we'll skip Bill then. Thanks. Thanks a lot. The greatest comedian in the Bible was Samson. Why? Samson. Why? Because he brought the house down.
Spoon!
Come on, he brought the house down. All right, we're taking a break now. I don't care. Taking one now.
You've
lost your minds and you've gone to the Bahamas. See ya. And for those of you that haven't, maybe you can get a passport. Yeah, that's how we look at it. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to the David Spoon Experience, I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I've got to fight my way to get back into the studio because they're trying to kick me out, but we'll see who wins. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
A leading carpet manufacturer went out of business and Coral's Finest Flooring bought the entire stock of their best quality carpet. Now save 50% plus get free Coral's installation on the latest styles and colors. Coral's Finest Flooring, 8 locations and online at coralsfinestflooring.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
Hey, it's Kevin Davis here, and you've heard me talking about Monte Vista Village. Well, right now I'm excited to have Tracy from Monte Vista Village with me with a special offer.
Hi, Kevin. It's so nice to be with you and your listeners today. We're really excited to announce that for the first time in 2 years, we're offering a move-in special. Now, this special is for independent living residents only. But, Kevin, this is such a wonderful opportunity for anyone who's been thinking of moving to a senior living community. And just as a reminder, at Monte Vista Village, our independent living includes 3 meals a day, weekly housekeeping, laundry and linen service, and a variety of activities and transportation. So there's no reason to be lonely and stuck at home. Come visit us at Monte Vista and see what your life could be like. We would love to meet with you. Give us a call. We're at 619-465-1331, and we'd love to see you.
Get the most out of the next great stage of your life. Experience the freedom of independent living at Monte Vista Village. 619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
If you have knee arthritis, grinding, catching, clunking of your knee, if you have swelling or pain using the stairs and have been praying for relief, then listen closely. Medical technology is advancing so quickly, it's almost impossible for doctors to keep up with everything available for their patients. The doctors here at the Osteo Relief Institute are focused on working to get the word out to patients about their specific and focused program to help avoid knee replacement surgery. Using what many patients refer to as joint oil, the doctors are using a series of 15-minute doctor-administered cushioning injections using laser-guided digital imaging to get the medication exactly where it needs to go to get the best results for their patients. No matter how far along your knee arthritis is, even bone to bone, there may still be hope. To schedule your risk-free knee screening and see if you qualify, call 1-800-204-KNEE. Again, Medicare and most major insurance covers the procedure. That number again is 1-800-204-KNEE or 5633. One last time, 800-204-KNEE.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I want to be famous, a star of the screen, but you
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Yeah, I know. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. On the phone with us today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, is Parking Lot Lady. Parking Lot Lady, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing?
I am wonderfully good.
Wonderfully good. That sounds like a Jell-O dessert. It's wonderfully good. That's good. I like that.
It is. I called you, David, to say three things very quickly. Number
okay.
one, you are a dangerous person to be listening to when you're driving.
That's funny. And why is that? Is it because you're laughing or because you're crying? Which one?
Well, because I was laughing. I needed last Thursday when you were talking about that lady needing those sensors on her forehead.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
As if she walked into that door, it was a crack up. Every time, even now when I think about it, I was just like, that was funny.
Yeah, that was a good, I gotta give you that part. That was a good, you kind of feel sorry for people like that because they want to be taken seriously.
Oh, I'm telling you, but on the serious note, of course I was somewhere and I got in the car and you were talking to the young man from the C.S. Lewis Foundation or something.
Yes, ma'am.
And it made me want to get a T-shirt made that said, oh, Christianity is a label. After I listened to him talk about the place that he went and how we were so quiet in the basement and everybody was up there on top spouting out whatever that they were doing.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
I was saying, oh my goodness, that sounds like Madeline, not Albright, Madeline, the one that took the prayer out of school.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Saying that, you know, we were so quiet, and that's how she was able to do it, because we as Christians did not stand up together as a united front.
Right, and because nobody said anything, they were able to get that. That's one of the things that him and I talked about off air. Actually, was we in a sadly joking manner, we said it's really unfortunate because their attorneys were better than our attorneys. That's really that's kind of one of the things that happened because the Christians didn't do a very good job fighting to maintain those things, did they?
It seems like we're still in the same mindset, and that's the sadness for me. I wouldn't get a T-shirt that said Christianity is a label, but while I was listening to it, it really made me want to get one that says that, to wake everyone up and say, hey, people, you know, we're ambassadors. We're the light of the world. We're the salt, you know? And we're supposed to go out and bring people in, not come out and stand around the edges and watch what's going on.
Yeah, no, that happens to be an excellent point. And I think his point was how it has shifted on how it used to be, where they used to be, you know, the dominant force, and the Christians used to be the dominant force in the conversation. And now you're right. There's almost like a hiding of almost a way too careful because everybody's trying to be way too politically correct. Which, by the way, politically correct, PC-ness just stands for polluting Christianity. So I'm not game on being politically correct about anything for anybody. I don't really. It doesn't matter because you know what, Parking Lot Lady. You know what it wraps down to. You know what it comes down to. Not one of those groups. Not one single group that speaks against us on a consistent basis. Not one has a heaven to put us in. Not one.
Not one. Well, anyway, I got that off my chest, and I'm going to get off this phone and get on the road.
Okay, drive safe, though, right?
To the end.
Okay, you make sure you drive safe for me, okay?
I will.
All right.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you, sister. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was good. I love it when Parking Lot Lady calls, because she calls, she tells you what you think, and it's like, let's just look at this is how it made me feel. Yeah. Whoa. Was that an echo? Are we done? Is the show over? Do you want to be done? I know you got so much stuff to do, don't you? It's a busy day for you, though. I don't even know what that meant. Does that mean yes or no? Because normally that means you hate the joke.
It means I'm buzzing you out.
Oh. Okay.
Kind of like when you let somebody in, except I'm letting you out.
Oh. That's, you know, that's love. I want to know. I want you to know I appreciate that love. By the way, everything podcasted up. Mr. Podcast Aficionado got everything caught up. Nice job. Tomorrow, you know, we're going to have more fun. I got some great stuff. Plus, we're doing Stump the Spoon. Plus, big prizes tomorrow. Big time prizes. $500 worth of prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 22-hour break. And when we come back, if you're just crazy enough, you'll listen some more. See you in 22 hours.